who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
I think I figured it out with the David Lee Roth of Fox Sports Radio. We ain't talking about love. Just like I told you before.
I don't think that's it. That's not
it. Yeah, we're talking nonsense every day. And it's our pleasure.
We're getting hyped.
Oh, yeah.
Always hyped. Covino and Rich. It's good to see Ramos.
Hey, Ramos.
Hey, Ramos. Hola, Ramos. Always good to see Danny G, the top G.
Yeah, yay.
877-99 on Fox. And we got Monty on the update.
Hey, Bolaños.
Orale, Bolaños.
Orale.
Spotty's on the videos at Covino and Rich. We are CNR broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And Progressive. Got to bundle and save. Make it easy and affordable. Everything from motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle.
Bundling.
And save at progressive.com. It's a, you know, you say bundling.
I don't care about flow bundling.
Well, we're going to talk about a guy who at one point was struggling.
Struggling.
It's a legend's birthday today. Broadway Joe Namath turns 80 years old.
Wow.
You feel old yet or what? Hearing that? 80? 80? So we'll talk a little Joe Namath. We'll pay tribute to a legend. There's a story about shooting your shot and how it
feel
could go
that
right.
Old. Because he could still have a kid in 3 years. He's still in the baby making business.
I mean,
80's the new 40.
80's the new 30, apparently.
Yeah, he's fine. He's got plenty of time if he follows the
blueprint.
The blueprint of Al Pacino.
Or De Niro.
Or De Niro. Don't mind if I do.
So we will talk a little struggling, Joe Namath.
Struggling.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, stick around for Midweek Major when we go over stories in the world of sports and pop culture. Al Pacino is in the news.
Well, we're also going to talk about one of your favorite athletes going Hollywood. Not Hollywood Hogan. They didn't dye their beard black. They're going Hollywood, meaning besides sports, they got an acting agent and they want to be a star. So have there been athletes that you respect their movie acting game?
Some. Few and far between. But yeah, there's a few. We'll name them here on the show. Remember, save the number 877-99 on Fox. Play along at home at Covino and Rich. Let the wild rumpus start.
Now, before we get to Joe Namath, and I like to call it it's like the one-time doozy. Joe Namath is getting by on one amazing story.
There's a silver lining to the one-time doozy, though. The one-season wonder. It stands out and it's memorable.
Yeah.
My worst analogy ever is my Uncle Tommy, who really didn't do a lot for me. Great guy. but never like did anything
not
with me.
Not the most present uncle.
No. I mean, he's a nice guy. Like one of the nicest guys, but never like took me anywhere. But he took me to see Bambi when I was a kid. And I'll never forget it. You know why? It's the one time. The one time. My Aunt Googie, right? She played basketball with me one time as a kid. When you're spoiled, you forget all the other times. I'll bring it into sports. As a Yankees fan, a lot of those memories
are jumbled up. Oh, this is so frustrating. Up. I hate this.
No, because they're jumbled up, right?
Was that
96 or 98?
Danny, it's...
Man, I'm not sure.
I was about to
but
curse.
But if your team only won in your lifetime one time, man, you remember everything about it because you saw those highlights over and over.
Yo, it's
the like,
worst.
It's
then.
Like all the Dodger division titles that I get jumbled together.
Yeah, dude, it's the worst.
I wish they were World
so
Series
the silver lining is, though, the one-time doozies... more memorable sometimes, and Joe Namath may reap the benefits of that.
He could be the king of the one-time doozy, as you're calling it. So
the one-season wonder.
We'll get to that in a second, but that is so ultimately frustrating. If you're like a Patriots fan or a Yankees fan back in the 90s, when you say things like, I forgot what World Series that was. Wait, what Super Bowl was that? Do you know how arrogant and annoying that sounds to fans that are thirsty for any of their teams to win anything? When Covino will say, like, was it 96 or 98 when I went to game 6? I'm like,
you ever hear your parents? What? You ever hear your parents talk about like their high school boyfriend or girlfriend and how they look back so fondly and they remember all these things? It's like, yeah, because you got married right after that and that's all you remember.
You had like two people. You dated two people, I mean, before dad.
Unfortunately, I've had lots, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, I've had lots of girlfriends.
I'll be honest, I forget that. There's probably people that I forgot I slept with.
So
there's wow. probably,
again, not as near and dear
well, the,
as the memories of the one time.
The daggers that Monty just looked at me like I was... like a Garbaggio.
Literally half listening to you guys because I was doing my research with my hair. And then I hear you say that and I stopped in my tracks.
Yeah. I'm Rich is a human walking eye roll, Monty. The longer you hang out with him, the more you realize.
Monty, truth is, I've always been very respectful to women I've dated and hooked up with.
But you just don't remember them.
But there are times where it's like, if some girl's like, yeah, we slept together in 07, I'd be like, that's fantastic. Was I good?
Well, in your defense, Rich, you know, you do have dad brain now. So
yeah, that's what I'll be. Yeah.
That's what it is.
I'm living a different life now, Monty. I'm a dad.
Yeah, you know, clearly you've lived the life.
Oy, no, well, but if you've only had like one other girlfriend or one other sexual experience, you're going to remember that and cherish it and... you know, think about that all the time. You put it on a pedestal. It's the one-time doozy.
Do you think Ozzie Smith remembers every flipping catch he made in the 80s?
No.
No, but if you made
right,
one
catch. That's the same.
When you say flipping, are you trying to keep it clean because we're on terrestrial radio right now?
I know. He would flip. Oh. the Wizard of Oz. Monty, do you think Tom Brady has, you think Tom Brady, who has been to 10 Super Bowls, you don't think he could jumble some of those memories more than the guy that's been to one Super Bowl?
No, of course. I hear what you're saying.
So the guy that's been with like one woman is going to remember every detail. Now, the guy that was a little bit of a,
you don't even have to be a lady killer. I mean, if you were single for a while, you've dated probably a few people. It's not a bad thing.
I guess just admitting that you might not remember is what stopped me in my tracks.
That's Rich Davis for you. I just want people to know the difference.
He remembers his penicillin shots.
Yeah,
hey,
he remembers that.
Everything's curable, Danny. most things. All right, anyway, back to the topic at hand. We're going to get to Namath and his one-time doozy in a second, but there's a story that I think is beautiful, Monty. I'm not all sleaze. I'm romance. I don't know if you know.
I believe that.
Lance romance.
Yeah.
By the way, we are talking romance later on, so don't worry.
You got more romance?
We're bringing the love stories later for sure.
Well, fantastic. Because there's a story right now that I find to be beautiful. And it has to do with shooting your shot and love. There's a tennis star.
To be loved. To be loved. What a feeling, Rich.
Willie Nelson. Julio. Who's Enrique's dad? Is it Julio Iglesias?
Yes.
Yeah. Why yes. That sounded weird for a second. To all the girls I've loved before. There is a woman that has won 2 Grand Slam championships. The only person, in fact, to ever beat Serena and Venus Williams.
Yeah, let's hear you pronounce her name.
In a Grand Slam. And her name is Garbiñe Muguruza.
You got it. Two-time Grand Slam champion. And you know what?
Gesundheit.
Before we even dive into this story.
Of romance?
A woman, the only woman who beat Serena and Venus. We should all know her name.
Well, that's a great trivia question that you will hear at a bar night, and you'll thank Covino and Rich one day to be like, what's that girl? Oh, Garbine Muguruza. She's the one woman to have ever overpowered Serena and Venus in Grand Slam championship. So here's where I bring it up. Back in 2021, which is only 2 years ago, but we remember the story because I feel like we have talked about it. Everyone remembers the story. Monty, do you remember the story about a fan went up to her and said, could I take a selfie? And then he asked her on a date.
Yes.
Well, fast forward 2 years later, not only have they dated, they are now engaged. How about that? So this guy shot his shot.
Please point out that this fan is not like you or me.
Well, maybe not you.
Definitely not you. This guy's like a fashion model.
Oh,
like he's not just some schlub that approached
him. Not just
him,
like, a fan, a local, a peasant.
Right.
I looked at him spot. I'm like, this guy sort of looks like me a little. So anyway,
Monty, take a look.
Anyway, this guy.
I don't think that matters too much. I mean, it does. It adds to the story.
It does.
But
no, it does.
There's a lot of schlubs out there with beautiful women because they shot their shot.
Covino. Spot points this out a lot, and he's truthful when he says this. Spot will always say the difference between creepy and, oh my God, that's so cute, is how good looking the guy is.
Oh, absolutely.
The you know, the same guy, two guys could do the same thing. One could be called, what a creep.
Yeah, but women have way more character than men for the most part. There's a lot of beautiful women with
mutants.
Yes.
Well,
mediocre guys.
Garbine.
And I didn't say mediocre, I said mediocre guys.
Garbine Muguruza is a two-time Grand Slam champion who is marrying a guy who at one point met her by asking for a selfie. And I just think that's a beautiful story of shooting your shot. But then my follow-up question hits a lot of guys in the ego. And what do we know on this show? Your ego is not your amigo.
Sometimes it is. But most of the time it's not.
Do you think a lot of guys could date a woman that is so athletically and physically superior to them? Like, if you're a guy that's like, I played high school or football or baseball in college. If you're a guy that's like,
well, you got to think about what comes along with that type of woman, right? Is that something you're willing to, I don't want to say deal with.
Let's deal with.
I guess it's
not a bad
with.
Way.
Yeah, I don't mean it in a bad way.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
Wait, something comes along with
argument,
that type of woman.
Does she get you in a headlock?
Yeah, I don't know if I could. I don't know if I can, you know, date Ronda Rousey, knowing that if I mouth off or if I say something wrong, she might kill me.
Right.
Like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Rich, but I know that Rich butt heads, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is from my memory.
Yeah.
Okay. With a woman who dated who would challenge him with her sports knowledge. And I'm not saying women don't have sports knowledge, but I'm saying she would challenge you and you'd fight about, like, relationships are tough already, right?
Yeah.
So imagine now you're fighting about the Mets. Like, that's not something you want to add to your list of arguments.
And you know, it's interesting. If you date a woman who is abnormally athletic, I love the competitive side of men or women that, you know, I'm drawn to friends and, you know, partners over the years. Before I met my wife, I like people that are very competitive. I think that's an attractive quality in a friend and a partner. So I think that's a cool part of dating
someone. A next level athlete.
But I'm saying if everything you do, she's whooping your ass. Everything from mini golf to tennis to basketball to co-ed softball. If you are like a chump compared to her, I wonder if a lot of guys' ego could manage that.
Well, again, perspective, right? I think most guys listening, they're with a woman, they're on vacation, they're playing, I don't know, ping pong or anything, You name it, right?
Yeah.
The girl will always be like, I'll whoop your ass. And the guy's like, oh, that's cute. Because in your mind, in your egotistical mind,
it's true.
The guy is like, yeah, sure you can. Let's go. It's not going to happen. But then how do you deal with it if it is a victory on her behalf every time?
Is that a humbling experience?
We hear this a lot with air hockey.
Air hockey.
I go to Dave and Buster's, and my wife, he's like, oh, I'm going to smoke you.
And you're like, yeah.
And it's like 8-0.
Oh, she's
like,
you know, oh, damn. Yeah, I've been doing this
since I was 7 at Chuck E. Cheese. Let's go.
Dude, I wish I could remember her name. I'm going to try to find it later to give her the proper shout out, but there's a female comic that I see all the time on TikTok, and she does a whole bit about how when she's on the road, she's for some reason a foosball champion. She must have, as a kid, always played with her dad
table,
and mom.
Yeah.
Like she was, so on the road, she hustles dudes at, like, when she's doing comedy on the road, like, hey, like, want to play foosball? And the guy's like, yeah, sure. And she'll be like, all right, like, want to, like, bet on it? And she whoops these dudes because every guy's like, oh, foosball? Sure, I'll bet you.
But your guy ego, you know, even if you're shooting baskets, you know, I'll beat you in a game of 21. You're like, no, you won't, but that's cute. Let's go. What if they really do? Is it humbling? Is it a turn on? Can you deal with it?
It's both, dude. I dated a girl, and you might say this is ridiculously insignificant, Monsi, but when you're a competitive guy, you want a competitive woman, but every guy's ego is slightly fragile. And now there might be guys listening that are
slightly.
But by the way, Monsi, there are guys who'd be like, I don't know about maybe you, Rich Davis. I promise you, every guy's ego.
Oh, I know.
Every guy has a little bit of an ego. You agree?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Even when they say they don't.
Even when guys are like, I don't have an ego, I'll support you, whatever. Every guy has a slight ego.
Mm-hmm.
I dated a girl once. This is so insignificant, but for some reason, when she was growing up, she came from a bowling family. We went bowling. Yo, Danny G, this girl could bowl a 200. And I take pride in, like, yeah, I can hang. I'll bowl like a 180, a 160. I can hang, like, with regular people bowling. Yo, she was doing, like, fingertip spin bowling. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to bowl with you.
Didn't she say, who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah, she did. She did. Who do you think you are? I am. So, I don't know. Would you be able to date a Garbine Muguruza, who
again,
is a two-time Grand Slam champion, if you're a regular guy?
I said you got to factor in everything that comes along with that. And that means, you know, she's probably prioritizing the gym. She's the one dipping out to play her game, where a lot of times, you know, maybe it's the guy in his Sunday softball or whatever it may be.
Or going golfing or something.
Yeah, going golfing. You know, she's the one who's like always fit and ready, and she's dressed like she's in a CrossFit competition. Like, is that something that you could handle, or is your ego too fragile?
I don't know. When I first met my wife, she was in way better shape than I was. And I sort of like took it as like a, like we would go to the gym and she would give me pointers. And I sort of was turned on by that. I'll be honest. I was like, oh, you. I think if your ego is healthy, a healthy ego is going to be a little affected by things. But the big picture is, wouldn't you admire someone's talent, drive, and all that goes along with it?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I lead with a lot of ego, but it's a lot of fun too. Like, I'm not serious about it. It's all in fun most of the time. I think I could handle it. I don't see why not. I think that's challenging. You know, I look at those things and I say, you know, maybe that would be a challenge to me to get in better shape and prioritize my health in a different way. Maybe that would be a great influence.
Competitive people, man or woman, no one wants to lose at anything. I remember you telling me when you and your girlfriend went out to a bar, you were slightly agitated that she just kept beating you in Connect Four. There was like a big Connect Four.
She beats me in all those silly games every
time. And there's a party that's like, really?
Every time. It's okay. A little different, though, than being, you know, losing a game of, like I said, basketball. Or she could just outschool you in the gym.
Nothing makes me happier when I see, Danny, you ever seen those videos where like a WNBA player schools some dude that thinks he's athletic?
Oh, yeah.
I love that stuff. But when it's you, it's not as fun.
So it's a two-pronged doozy. Shoot your shot. It's a cool story.
Right.
But imagine you shoot your shot and you're with an elite athlete or an athlete who's just more athletic than you. Is that something your ego could handle? 877-99 on Fox. Is that a turn on? Is it hot? Is it something you've been through before?
You know, if you want to think next level, you could say athletic. Oh, if we end up together, she's going to pass along those amazing genetics to my child.
That's another great way to look at it, for
like,
sure.
There are some. There's a New York Giant who was married to an Olympian, and I remember thinking, like, yo, their kids are automatic. Like we're talking about two elite athletes.
It also
breeding
depends how you view athletic. Like, there's a lot of physically fit women that you've probably dated, and in the gym, they're in prime condition, but they don't have a skill. They, like, can they shoot baskets? Can they throw a spiral?
What does that mean, though?
It doesn't mean anything. I'm saying it's what you define as athletic.
Exactly.
You know, so it just depends.
You know what? We got the phone calls coming, and we'll take your feedback next. 877-99 on Fox. You're right. A two-part story. First of all, shooting your shot.
Because I'll tell you straight up right now, my girlfriend is more physically fit than I am.
Shooting.
But she can't hit a three-point shot like I can.
Well, you can, uncontested.
So, again, it's just how you view it.
Shooting your shot, not only in relationships, but at the job, right? Like, shoot your shot. Go for that job. Go for that position. Go for the girl. Go for it all. Shooting your shot, I'm always a fan of. And then part two of the question is, do you have too much of an ego? Be honest with yourself. Do you have too much of an ego to date someone that is physically superior to you athletically? Think about it. We'll take your feedback next. Covino and Rich right here on Fox Sports Radio. And speaking of physically fit and being the man, maybe it'll help if you're chalked up.
Well, this is a way to ensure that this is never the case. Stay chalked up, men. The other guy working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not, see, testosterone levels, they're at an all-time low. Individual T levels in men decline 1% more every year with age. Thankfully, there's a new champion in natural testosterone boosters called Chock, C-H-O-Q. That's why we're so chalked up every day.
We tell you about it. The Male Vitality Stack, it's been studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. So reclaim your game with higher testosterone, maximized energy, laser focus. Chock, C-H-O-Q. Go to their website. Look it all over. There's so many products for different things you're trying to improve as far as men's health. So if you use code CRSHOW, you're going to get 35% off, which is huge. 35% off all the products at chalk.com with code CRSHOW. And you're going to get that subscription for life. So 35% off forever. Subscriptions cancelable at any time.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental health podcast. And each week, we try to help turn our mental health issues into mental wealth. And we dive in with everyone from the world of sports and entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Mylett or John Gordon. So each week, listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2000
2004 ALCS with Big Papi.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ramos, rock on!
Ain't talking about love, we talking nonsense.
All right,
the David Lee Roth of Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich.
Yeah! Rock on!
CovinoandRich.com at Covino and Rich at Fox Sports Radio. Check out our videos.
Is there still a CovinoandRich.com?
Are you serious? Are you that like out of touch of with what we do? Like, you're gross to me. Like, don't talk to me the rest of the show.
I'm gross to you?
How are you so out of the loop on our own brand?
When have you gone to a website in the last, I don't know, decade?
If you want to buy a shirt, where do you think people go?
Shop.CovinoandRich.com.
Where do you think that link is, you bozo?
I don't know.
CovinoandRich.com.
Don't you have an Instagram? Don't you have a Facebook? Don't you have a TikTok? Don't you have
I agree. We don't go to websites like we used to.
www.worldwideweb.CovinoandRich.com.
Yeah, don't you write a blog?
The only one you know is Pornhub? Is that the only one you go to?
Pornhub and Google, yeah.
Well, guess what? There is a Covino
and Rich. I go to Mets blog once in a while because I like my I like my Polar Bear Pete updates.
I just want to strangle you. And you know what? I wish Spot was here so he could like karate kick you in the throat because he's the one that updates it and maintains it. Again,
I'm going to check while you do the, what do we got here? Tell everyone about Progressive while I look up the website.
Live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. We got Midweek Major coming up. Your favorite stories in the world of sports and pop culture. Are they mid? Are they weak? Are they major? We're already midweek. It's a Wednesday that feels like a Tuesday. Plus, we're going to give away some bribery balls, some giveaways today on the show. But right now, it's about shooting your shot. Garbiñe Muguruza, two-time Grand Slam champion. I wasn't going to say it twice.
Gesundheit.
Two-time Grand Slam champion married the dude that approached her and said, hey, can I get a selfie? So the update is she married the guy. So the reminder here is always shoot your shot.
And
never hesitate.
I mean, don't say dude. The model that
the
approached.
The really, really ridiculously good-looking.
I just looked him up. Guy. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yes.
Yes. If that guy walked up to me, I would definitely
I used to walk through Central Park. No one said hi to me.
So always shoot
hey,
your
Monty.
Shot. I don't think you need to be a model to shoot your shot.
Hey, Monty,
I've shot my shot
can
with women way hotter than me. And you know, I've been very successful. So always shoot your shot, gentlemen.
Even when it's unrealistic. We talked about this before,
sure,
but when J-Lo and A-Rod broke up, I think it was like J-Lo and someone back in the day, Covino DM J-Lo.
Because he
thought like, well, she was with Casper at one time. Why not
me? And
I don't want to spread gossip, but there's a guy here who shall rename nameless.
Say that again?
There's a guy here that shall remain nameless.
Yeah.
Good job.
There you go.
Yeah. Struggling.
Garbiñe Muguruza.
Well, tell me about the guy that works here. What about him?
He shot a shot with Christina Applegate. He didn't get anywhere. But I give him all the credit in the world for shooting a shot.
But he didn't even know who she was.
Doesn't
at the time.
Matter. Yeah. Shot his shot.
He shot his shot at a hot blonde girl, not at Christina Applegate.
Yeah, but she didn't know she was with the guy that runs for this place.
Let me tell you, he doesn't
run.
What?
Shall rename nameless. I said it on purpose.
It was Clear Channel back then. He ran Clear Channel.
Oh, Clear Channel.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. So shoot your shot. That's story number one.
Yeah. And it was in 2021. So you might remember the story. She is fresh off her Grand Slam championships. This guy's like, have a selfie. 2 years later, you're right. He's super handsome and charming. They're engaged. So look at that. Shoot your shot. But part two of it was, are you too ego-driven as a man to date a woman who's way more athletic than you?
Well, because, again, we're so conditioned to think. Our ego thinks otherwise, right? But I say ego aside, right? Ego aside for a minute. I know that's hard for a lot of guys. And you're probably thinking, yeah, hard for you. Ego aside. As we've said for years, Covino and Rich, Fly's got to match Fly. Game's got to match Game. So if she's a super athletic woman who's like up and at him every week because she's training for a marathon, and you're like a lazy slob kebab, it's not going to match up anyway. So ego aside, right, it doesn't matter. You're just not on the same page.
Yeah. Girls that are doing Orange Theory and Bunda butt classes in CrossFit are not going to be with the guy that's, what's the new term where people just lay in bed all day?
Slob kebab. I got it from the Kardashians.
No, not slob kebab. There was a trend we saw in the paper today. What was it? New York Post on their Twitter. Where they lay around and do nothing.
Bed rotting.
Bed rotting. Yeah. If you're a bed rotter where you just lay in bed for days at a time, you're not going to be with that good-looking, in-shape woman.
So, yeah, Fly's got to match Fly. And Game recognize Game, as they say.
Well.
So it's not going to match up anyway, ego or not. But can you deal with it? Is it a turn-on? Does it just not add up if she's more athletic than you?
Let's go to your feedback, and we'll start with Nick in Virginia Beach. What's up, Nick? Kavino and Rich.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up?
What's up, buddy?
K-Tow.
All right. Brady Quinn, quarterback. Wife is either an Olympic athlete or a track athlete.
Olympian, that's
three
right.
Three kids, I believe.
So you could see they're on the same page, but what you're saying is she's superior.
In certain things, yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, it's going to happen. It could happen. That doesn't mean anything. But here's a guy who, I mean, he's done big things in his career. So I think it sort of levels out a little bit.
Let's go to Wisconsin and say what's up to Craig. Craig, Kavino and Rich, what's up, bud?
What up, homies?
What up?
I have a question for Danny G.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Hey, Danny G, I'm shooting my shot with Monty. Does she like sushi?
Monty does not eat anything with a face.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're gonna have to go to like some vegan lame place. I mean, I didn't know.
What are you talking about?
She loves tequila, though.
I do love tequila.
Yeah,
Craig. See, but that's why
that
you
he
say
went to
never...
me like I'm your pimp, Monty.
Right. I mean, I you're my manager. We'll leave it at that.
Never say never, though, right? Because, I mean, for all you know, Monty could be a great influence on your health and diet. So you may think, no, I can't date some super athletic woman.
If you feel like tequila cleans out your system.
Tequila and pizza. If you're okay with that diet, come on over.
Mike hit us up on Twitter, at Covino and Rich. He said this is hilarious because his wife played softball at Auburn,
mm-hmm.
and then they've played in co-ed softball leagues where the team has to take him in order to... Like, if they want the wife, they're like, oh, we have to take your schlubby husband, too.
Yep.
So, hey, some people are okay with it. You know what? That's a guy with a strong confidence. That's a guy that's secure. But I'm just saying, I'm being truthful. Yeah. There's a lot of dudes whose ego...
Yes.
There's a lot of dudes who suck at sports, right? You may be a sports fan, but you stink at it. And that poses the other question. Remember that old question we posed on our Sunday night show? If you sucked at sports, you're not a great athlete, right? And maybe your wife is better, but you sucked. Do you tell your kid who you're teaching like the basics of Little League that you sucked as a kid?
Hey, Dad, nope. How are you?
Nope. Only tell them about your highlights.
Yeah, I know. Well, truthfully, Gregors, your dad sucked. Your mom's the athlete of the family, but I'm trying to show you the fundamentals.
Dad, were you on the all-star team like I am? Well, son, no, I was sort of a loser. My buddy Chris, who lives in Connecticut. What's up, Chris? My buddy Chris, who I went to high school with, his kids are like elite little athletes. Like all his kids are on the all-star teams, the traveling teams. This kid never made the team. Like he was like he was a funny guy, but not a great athlete. I'm like, how are your kids hitting bombs? They're like, his kids are all-stars.
You know, on the flip side though, right? Because I want to be
you
fair.
Sucked?
No. But on the flip side of this conversation, because I don't want it to sound like a ego-driven, sexist, look at these fragile ego guys talking about this. I mean, can a woman deal with the guy who's sort of not matching her level of athleticism?
I could not.
Well, I mean,
that's a great, honest answer. I appreciate
that. Like, Bonsi, you wouldn't be able to date a guy like, you and I know a mutual person who's a bad athlete. And I feel like you would never be able to date a guy like that.
I really could not, Monty, if
there was a guy that's like, hey, Monty, and you seem really cool, but you tossed him a football and he threw like uncoordinated back to you.
It would be very unattractive, and you know, we'd be friends, but it would be hard to, you know.
See, and that's, I appreciate that honest answer, Monty.
For me, it's just for me. You know what I'm saying?
That's why we dance around the truth in society nowadays.
That's just because she's a star volleyball player.
Yeah, Monty, but that's the truth, though. Danny G, what Covino just said is so true. Because of the political correctness of the world we live in now, a lot of times we dance around conversations when they're really just honest, real conversations. Like, Monty wouldn't want to date a guy who couldn't throw a ball.
And I get it.
And I get it. Like, you'd be like, you'd look at him funny. Like, you can't throw a ball?
Right.
Okay. What about, I mean,
but
again.
But only women are allowed to point out the features they don't want in a man.
That is true.
Hold on. Right? That's not a feature. I think that's a skill.
Well, okay.
Quality.
It's a skill. And it's like, I don't need you to be really good at one sport. I just need you to be athletic.
And
like,
that's
if
fair.
I told you, hey, you want to go, you know, hit some ground balls at me? I hope you can hit a ground ball.
If you went to a batting cage with a guy and he whiffed on every at bat, that would be a turnoff, I bet.
A little bit.
Right?
A little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
That'd be a turnoff to me if he whiffed at every bat.
So,
and that's just real. You know, that's just a real answer. I totally respect that.
Let me give you one more because, again, you might say, well, this is, it's not sexist. It's real talk.
Yeah.
If you were to date a guy who is like, way more stylish than you. There's probably women that are like, yo, I want to be like, I like a woman to tell me like, that's wear that. That looks good on you.
Yes.
Imagine if like some guy's like, girl, that, and he's a straight guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, girl, don't wear that. That doesn't look. I think a lot of women be like, no. I don't want you being more stylish than me.
I'm the stylish one in this relationship.
Yeah.
I'm the one with the jewelry box.
Right. So again, the question based on Garbine Muguruza, the two-time Grand Slam champion who's marrying this model dude is, hey, guys, with your fragile egos, all of us sometimes, where we think we were so very, very good because we played wiffle ball growing up, because we hit Little League home runs, can you date a woman more athletic than you are?
It's a toughie. At Covino and Rich, as we go to Monty Bolaños for an update.
Monty,
it's your time. Go.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about baseball. Why not? The Dodgers were up. Not anymore. The Nationals have taken the lead. It's 5-4 in LA. They're about to start the sixth inning. The Pirates are still holding on to their lead over the Giants. It's 8-4, bottom of the seventh inning. The Braves and the A's were scoreless, but Atlanta is up 4-2. They're about to start the bottom of the eighth inning with the Guardians beating the Orioles 12-8, bottom of the seventh inning. But it's the Hot Rays that came back to beat the Cubs 4-3. They're the first team to reach 40 wins this season. The Tigers edged the Rangers 3-2. The Angels hit 5 home runs. Mike Trout hit a 476-foot bomb. And then Shohei Ohtani got jealous and hit 2 2-run homers. And then they had more home runs and they dominated the White Sox in Chicago 12-5.
That's how the Angels would wish every game would
Everything.
Go. As the old meme from years ago would go, Ohtani hit a home run, Trout hit a home run,
and then
the Angels lost.
Yeah.
This is how they want it to work out.
Exactly. HBO announced, how do we feel about this, Danny G? HBO announced that it has a Barry Bonds documentary in production.
Ooh.
Are we watching that?
Yeah.
It's kind of like watching an accident on the freeway, on the side of the freeway.
Monty, I watched a documentary about a guy who fell in love with an octopus. So I'll definitely watch
this. You'll definitely watch that one.
Yeah.
I was asking the Dodger fan, right? It's like, I'm going to watch it, but it's like, we don't want to watch Barry Bonds, you know? But we will. We will do it. That is the point. In the NBA, The Athletic reports that the Pistons are seriously pursuing Monty Williams to be their next head coach and are preparing a significant offer. And Aaron Rodgers is in the news again. The Athletic reported this earlier today that his agent, Dave Dunn, during the 2021 offseason, asked Packers president Mark Murphy to fire GM Brian Gutekunst or to trade Rodgers.
Ooh,
dun, juicy. Dun, dun, I know. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all of the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Back to Covino and Rich.
Thank you, Monty. Live from the TireRack.com studio. And we've been telling you about ButcherBox, so why not tell you more? Because it is fantastic. Father's Day right around the corner. We just got off a sweet Memorial Day weekend where we were grilling the whole time. And ButcherBox delivers those perfect meats to your doorstep.
Hot butcher summer. We've been saying it. And the summer's unofficially begun, right? The hot butcher summer has begun. High quality meats delivered right to your door. The convenience of it, the taste of it. And if you're a parent, you know you make food for your kids and they're real finicky about it.
Ugh, I don't like this.
you know, your kids want more and more of it because it's so tasty and high quality.
The quality's top notch.
Yeah,
Butcher
it's
Box.
So good.
Everything from salmon to steak to chicken breast to chicken thighs to ground beef, all delivered in a nice little freezer box to your doorstep. Takes away the hassle of the supermarket. The price point's great. Everything about it,
Rich,
I love.
I heard you love it so much that you're thinking about getting an extra freezer.
No, I did. We got a Memorial Day sale.
Oh, you already got it?
We bought a fridge for the garage because I'm like, yo, this Butcher Box thing is working out, but we need more space for all the great meat. So, ButcherBox.com, if you use code CRSHOW, you're going to get ground beef for a year for free, plus $20 off your first order. That's 2 pounds of beef every month for free. Check out all the deals, and I know you'll love it. ButcherBox.com, code CRSHOW.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enrique Iglesias?
Yeah.
Sampling a ping pong paddle?
Yeah, with a ping pong ball sound effect in the background.
I said it like a couple weeks ago, so I'll repeat myself if you missed it. Didn't Steven Tyler use a packet of sugar?
Yes.
Yeah, he sure did, yeah.
Yeah.
In Sweet Emotion.
Sweet Emotion, yeah. But yeah, ping pong. Shout out to my dad, the ping pong champion, Greg. What's up, Dad?
You think your dad could... have been with a woman that was better than him at ping pong?
Do you know a really funny quick story?
Oh, I can't wait.
It's a 20-second story. Please, and then we'll get to Joe Namath, who is struggling, 80 years old today, a legend. We'll get to Joe in a second. Broadway Joe. Speaking of Broadway Joe, my dad who lives in Queens.
I don't care about your dad.
My dad's in Queens Village, Danny G. I get off at the Hollis, Queens. What's up, Run DMC? Train station.
Some collard greens.
So my dad at the Y when he was a kid. At the schoolyard. My dad was such a good ping pong player. He tells his story with a straight face.
Wasn't he in the movie Balls of Fury?
Could have been.
No, Forrest Gump.
Or it was about him.
No, dude, my dad was such a good ping pong player. This is a serious, truthful moment. Like, apparently some old Asian guy was like, telling my dad, I'll take you under my wing and make you an Olympic table tennis player. Would you spend the summer in Asia? And I was like, are you serious? My dad's like,
I don't know what to do.
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, like my dad had a Miyagi. And my dad's like, no can do. I have to go. My dad was like a teenager. Then he went to Fordham in the Bronx for college.
And the truth is, his dad is really still that good. So imagine how good he was as a younger man.
Like, it's like the weirdest thing. My dad's a superior ping pong player. Danny G, we had a listener convention in New York City.
With hundreds of people.
Hundreds of people, listeners, friends, fans of the show. And we said, first 64 people that sign up, there was a bar in New York City called Spin. It was a ping pong bar. So we said, first 64 signups could enter a Covino & Rich ping pong tournament for a grand prize. My dad entered, and he whooped everyone and won the whole thing.
Yeah, won it.
I was like,
no contest.
In my mind, I'm like, oh, come on. My dad's playing against a bunch of young kids, young dudes that are 20, 30, 40. My dad whooped everyone.
Your
true
dad
story.
Is a ping pong prodigy.
You know what, though? When you think about it, he must be so disappointed in you. It's like Michael Jordan's son. You know, I never thought about it that way. I don't know what happened to my son, Richie.
Oh. Yeah, he whoops me till this day. I go to his house. He's like, do you want me to give you a...
I got two sons. They both stink at ping pong.
He wants to give me like a handicap. Like, oh, we'll play to 21. You want it to be 10-0? I'm like, no, I don't want it to be 10-0.
Wow.
I'm taking your points.
Let's talk about another great Joe Namath.
And something we talked about earlier, this is called the one-time doozy. And I'm not discounting Joe Namath's NFL career, but
I don't discount any of this stuff because, let me explain, if we're going to say he's a one-season wonder, right, and a happy birthday to Joe, I really look back at one-hit wonders, and I cherished them when I talk music because, I don't know, there's something about the one-hit wonder that just means a lot to me. Like, it's more memorable. They have their moment.
Yeah,
that song stands out.
I'm not saying Joe Namath was some schlub that won a Super Bowl, like a Trent Dilfer type or something. And he's not a schlub either. These guys are all elite compared to us. I'm saying Joe Namath has this legendary status of Broadway Joe.
Because he had a swag about him. That's
he had
why.
A swag, a confidence. He was a playboy.
He had a fur coat.
Dude's wearing a fur coat on the sideline.
Right.
And he had the
and
huevos.
And he was handsome.
He had the huevos.
He had quarterback face.
He had the balls to say, we are, I believe, if my memory serves me correct, I wasn't born yet, but I'm a, you know, gambling man and I love Super Bowl history. Weren't the Colts like an 18-point favorite over the Jets?
I mean, they were a clear favorite. Like,
it was big.
Yeah, I think it was an 18-point spread. And there goes Broadway Joe in his fur coat guaranteeing a win. And that would be like,
I mean,
now.
I don't want to put words in Jimmy Butler's mouth, but he's kind of saying that.
Jimmy Buckets?
Yeah.
Jimmy? Well, when you are Joe Namath, all 1960s handsome, New York City, Broadway Joe, fur coat, and you guarantee a victory over a far superior Johnny Unitas Colts team, and then you win, you have gone down in sports history.
Yeah.
After that,
that's how the legend was built.
Joe Namath didn't have some illustrious, long Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Unitas type of career. No, he was no Elway.
Like, yeah, but it was a great story.
But he really had a moment in time.
But one game is different than a seven-game series. So for Jimmy Butler to say that, it's going to be a lot tougher to pull off.
Oh yeah.
For one
so
game,
tough.
A lot of things can go happen in a one game, you know?
When you look at Joe Namath, again, cool guy. We all remember, unfortunately, the time where he was on TV struggling.
Struggling.
I mean, I want to kiss you.
I know that was a down moment for him, but just as a sports fan, I appreciate it. It's one of my favorite sound bites. I don't mean that in any disrespectful way at all.
It was also one of Susie Colbert's best nights on TV.
It's just so memorable. That's his like second greatest highlight to me.
He threw 50, just so you know, he threw 50 more interceptions than touchdowns in his career.
I was looking at that. Every season where he had over 19 touchdowns, he had over 25 interceptions.
Well, you know what it is, too? He was young, he was handsome, right? He had this nickname that stuck. He delivered, and he did it in New York, Rich.
So we'll talk about those one-time doozies and superstars that really took in the moment next right here on FSR.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.